USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Biden administration continues to downplay the humanitarian crisis at the border, former CBP Chief Patrol Agent Roy Villarreal tells Fox News the White House needs to remove the denial.
The retired chiefs have gotten together to vocalize concern. We have a crisis at the border, and what we need is immediate action and an acknowledgement of the fact that there is a crisis. We need to move away from calling it a challenge or a seasonal pattern and simply accept the fact that there is a crisis at the border.
Record numbers of immigrant children are expected to seek asylum in the coming months. Blocking traffic in the Suez Canal for a week, the ship Ever Given was partially refloated after a huge effort to unblock the key trade route in Egypt. It is unclear when the vessel would be fully set free. Five people were killed and another injured Saturday when their helicopter crashed in the Nick Glacier about 50 miles east of Anchorage Saturday evening. The Czech Republic's richest man, billionaire Peter Kellner, was among the dead. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
In retaliation for American sanctions against China for its human rights abuses, Beijing has targeted two members of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedoms with similar penalties. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The U.S. sanctions were against China for its human rights abuses of ethnic religious minorities. Now the Chinese Foreign Ministry has announced that Gail Manchin, chair of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, and Tony Perkins, vice chair of the U.S. CIRF, is among those under the sanctions. The Chinese sanctions prohibit the Americans from traveling to mainland China, Hong Kong, or Macau. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has been leading a global effort for demanding an end to China's abuses against the Uyghurs.
The Americans that were sanctioned say they are proud they were sanctioned by the communist government. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
March Madness in the NCAA has a couple of important games Monday night. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Elite Eight is set after Sunday's NCAA tournament action. The number one overall seed Gonzaga advanced to their fourth Elite Eight in the last 6 years with an 83-65 win over Creighton. They'll face off with USC, who dispatched Oregon 82-68. In the East region, the top-seeded Michigan Wolverines are through after a 76-58 win over Florida State. They'll take on UCLA, who returns to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2008, needing overtime to beat Alabama 88-78. That win gave the Pac-12 Conference three representatives in the regional finals. Two trips to the Final Four are on the line Monday night as Baylor and Arkansas face off in the South Regional Final, and Cinderella Oregon State will take on Houston in the Midwest Regional Final.
The NCAA has allowed 25% of fans into the 2021 Division Men's Basketball Championship games. San Diego Comic-Con set its sights on Thanksgiving weekend, sparking backlash from fans and talent. The coronavirus pandemic has crippled the live events business, particularly the lucrative comic industry. In a bid to raise much-needed funds, San Diego Comic-Con will host a smaller version of its annual summer event in the fall. Dubbed Comic-Con Special Edition, the convention is slated for November 26th through the 28th at the San Diego Convention Center. The organization's decision to place this in-person convention over Thanksgiving weekend, an announcement it made late Saturday night, is facing harsh backlash from fans, talent, and some in the press. This is USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.